producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Can you feel it? We're getting closer and closer to Star Wars. Yeah, I've been seeing ads, movie stars saying, I don't remember a day when Star Wars wasn't in my childhood. Is that true? Do you have a favorite Star Wars movie? Are you all about R2-D2, Luke Skywalker, or any of the other principles, I'll say, of the Star Wars series? I think it's brilliant that they did the prequel, and I think it's brilliant that, you know, it's a slow drip. We never tire of it, I suppose. One thing we do tire of, and we don't get excited about, I don't believe, is the same old, except for when it comes to Star Wars. So, what we want to remember and reminisce in our past really, really works with the Star Wars scenario and its release coming up next weekend. When we do our cheap movie review, we even have a little sneak peek for you. But we're not there when it comes to the Republicans and the sneak peek that we're seeing after this fourth debate. It's gotten so bad with the party establishment that they refuse to acknowledge and believe that Donald Trump or Ben Carson just might be the nominee. Once we get through the primaries and we're into the real numbers, there may be a few people, there may be a few rhinos that are going to be looking for other options, but there aren't any. Once you drill it down to the one ticket, that's it. It was so bad that the Washington Post even did a story today about it, saying that there was actually a rumor that they confirmed that the party wanted to reach out to Mitt Romney and bring him back in. Are you kidding? That's a past you can't reach back into. Not the same as Darth Vader. Not the same as Luke Skywalker. Doesn't work, my friends. Are you kidding? Did they forget what happened not too long ago with Mitt Romney? So here's the deal on Donald Trump. All the television networks want a piece of Donald Trump, because they get ratings. Saturday Night Live, biggest ratings in 2 years. His appearance over the weekend. Fox Business News, 13 million plus. A couple of days ago, on the debate, 2 hours, prime time, selling big buck spots. So as much as the party doesn't want to see Donald Trump, the establishment people, there is definitely a few people, like network executives, want to see Trump stay in this. Remember, there are 9 debates. Trump's not dumping out. He's staying in. Romney is not coming back. So you better get used to it. If you don't like Trump, you don't like Carson, this may be, one of these two may be the nominee. I don't think suddenly people are going to find love for Jeb Bush. He's stiff. He's, what did Trump say? Low energy. And seems at times bored to me with this whole process. That's my interpretation on his body language. He looks uncomfortable. And maybe the quest for not having the same old political nonsense shoved down our throat is really what's led to outsiders leading the polls. And in the end, it could be, sorry, unhappy establishment Republicans, but this is who you got. What are you going to do? Not vote? Vote for Hillary? Sit this one out? Watch from the sidelines and then complain afterwards? More and more, that's the way it's looking. It's looking like it could, once we leap from the preseason into the regular season, the primary season, we get through Iowa and New Hampshire, look out if Trump is still there, because what's going to happen that's going to change in South Carolina, in Florida, in any of the states? What's going to suddenly change the fate of a Trump or a Carson? If the scorecard, which is the primaries, roll in their favor. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, believe it or not, well, believe it actually, we're going to talk to a woman who is in the business of making diamonds. You know, I'm just fascinated by this whole thing after we saw what happened in Arkansas, another giant diamonds found. And we talk about conflict diamonds. And you know this, right? Diamonds are marked up 1,000%. What a great business if you're the guy selling the diamonds. And did you know that it was really De Beers with their marketing campaign that started the whole buyer a diamond, engagement rings became diamonds, everybody expected a diamond, gave a diamond, all of that, before it wasn't a diamond. Regardless, if diamonds really are a girl's best friend, what if you could get a diamond for 40% less, and it was a man-made diamond? Nothing to worry about with conflict diamonds. Nothing to worry about with a price that's just too hard to handle. Especially when you know the value does not hold up. So we're going to have that conversation with Lisa Bissell in just a few minutes. Plus, the mailbag. A lot of thoughts still lingering over the Republicans. The last debate, what's going to happen? Trump, is he going to be there in the end? Or does something different occur, a shift, a seismic shift that changes the Republican nominee? Seems highly doubtful. And I know one thing, reaching back to Mitt Romney is not the answer. Going backwards, what is the old saying? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again. Republicans have to move forward and have to embrace whoever it is that ends up getting the nomination. Stay with me. Open in the door, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Tonight, sitting in our virtual green room, Lisa Bissell. She is the president and CEO of a company called Pure Grown Diamonds. So you think, you know, the old song, diamonds are a girl's best friend, but then we know about conflict diamonds and diamond mining and a slew of other things about the diamond industry. And it's interesting because these are, I believe, grown right in the lab. So let's go right to Lisa. Lisa, tell us about Pure Grown Diamonds and how they come about.
Kate, thank you so much for having me. Lab-grown diamonds are physically, chemically, and optically identical to mined diamonds, except for the point of origin. Instead of being pulled from the ground, they are grown above the ground.
Wow, and how do you do that? How do you grow diamonds above the ground?
Well, Kate, let me tell you, the pure-grown process starts with a diamond seed, which is a small piece of carbon. It's placed in a low-pressure microwave chamber. Hydrogen and methane gases are added. The plasma ball ignites. Carbon molecules rain down on the seed. Crystallization begins, like growing a rose. And 12 to 14 weeks later, you have a diamond that's ready for cutting and polishing. It's really that simple. It's a real diamond, and it's scintillating and beautiful.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. They're eco-friendly, right?
Oh, yes, of course. They're eco-friendly because mining is very destructive. Mm. You know, mining leaves a hole in the ground. You have infestation of bugs and all the other destructive, non-eco-friendly things that come along with it. And then you have a growing facility that has not disturbed the ground and uses a lot less energy. And it's socially responsible.
And here's what's interesting. I started to think about this because you think of conflict diamonds. I remember watching that movie Blood Diamond, and I had heard about that, but actually, and this is a movie, but seeing it, I think, brought to light even more, ooh, yeah, these conflict diamonds and what's happened here, and what does it do to the people as well in the countries where diamonds in some cases are being mined, which thus the word conflict diamonds. And you have some pretty well-known people that are actually sporting these kinds of diamonds, like Queen Elizabeth. I didn't know that. And Elizabeth Taylor was another woman who wore that type of diamond, right?
Pure ground diamonds are what's called type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all mined diamonds are type 2A, which means they're 99% devoid of nitrogen, which makes them brighter and more scintillating. And up until now, because only 2%, because they're so rare and so pure, they were never available to the consumer. But 100% of our diamonds are type 2A material. So not just Elizabeth Taylor or Queen Elizabeth can have these diamonds. Now they're available to everybody, and because they're 30 to 40% less money, they're really an exceptional value.
Yeah. I mean, and this is your company and your baby and you love it, Ben, but what are the, and I imagine you have to explain what you just explained to me, that process. What's the reaction? I would imagine that there are people that are really starting to get into this. Are you getting good reaction to the diamonds?
Well, up until now, there's really been no education. So our mission is to educate everybody about how beautiful the diamonds are, that they're an amazing value, eco-friendly, conflict-free. And because we are going out there and educating, there's a huge acceptance. You know, once all of the features are spelled out about lab-grown diamonds, and we have a sustainable supply, and that each diamond is actually certified and laser inscribed on the girdle of the stone, and each consumer receives a report telling them exactly what their diamond is. There's an overwhelming positive response. It's just lack of education to further give the knowledge of what lab-grown diamonds are. And then comes the Coke and Pepsi challenge. You show somebody how beautiful these diamonds are, and the response is pretty uniform. I get it. I want it.
I love that. We're talking with Liz Bazell, Pure Grown Diamonds. We're talking about that. And the thing with the diamonds, too, is, of course, that you can pick a shape and color. And do you have a popular color?
Well, just like mine diamonds, lab-grown diamonds come in all the different colors and clarities, exactly the same as earth mine diamond. So it depends on what a consumer is looking for, whether they're looking for white diamonds, or we even have pinks and yellows. It's consumer preference, but they do have the exact same choices as if they were buying a mine diamond. Lab-grown diamonds come in colorless, near colorless, in every clarity, and it's really somebody's pocketbook and what they have to spend on their ring or their special piece of jewelry. You know, the millennials love lab-grown diamonds because they're very innovative consumers. So they hear about being eco-friendly and conflict-free and being sustainable. And this is really the diamond of the future, and that's what they care about. When they're buying something for a loved one, you want to make the best choice to get a superior diamond that's really an exceptional value.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and we do segments on the show called It's Your Business, and it's always fascinating to me as how, you know, how people get into the business that they choose. How'd you get into this?
I've grown up in the diamond industry and have always loved diamonds. So when the opportunity came across to me about 2 years ago that there was a scientific breakthrough, I don't know if you know this, Kate, but GE started studying growing diamonds in 1954. And it's taken 70 years to have this scientific breakthrough to grow diamonds of gemological quality. So it's really very new technology. And on a personal level, I was so honored to become involved in a brand new industry, in a very mature industry, and then be the person that's able to educate everybody about such an amazing product.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's cool. I think there are, as you say, people don't know about it the more they're educated, and I'm not surprised that millennials have found this. Hey, I have to ask you a question because I did a story on this, and I'm so fascinated on a sidebar note since you grew up with diamonds, you understand the diamond business. You've heard of this state park in Arkansas where people are finding diamonds here and there. There was just a big story that was almost a 9-point carat that was, you know, a 9-carat diamond, rather, a diamond that was found in this park. Where do these diamonds come from? And people are finding them just, it's still rare because that park was open in the 70s. How are they finding these diamonds?
I believe you're referring to Murfreesboro, Arkansas. And,
yes.
That's a mine that's been there. And, you know, in different states across the United States, we have gemstone deposits all over the place. And people can go out and dig. And the same thing in Arkansas. The finds are rare.
Wow.
I'm not sure what the qualities. I believe some of the diamonds are brown from that mine.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a whole lot of them, but it's certainly, I guess it would be fun to go look for them. One
yeah,
thing that I wanted
would,
to
I think
share
just,
with you.
I,
so one thing that I
yeah,
want
ahead,
to share
Lisa.
With you, Kate, is that Pure Grown Diamonds has been honored to be the first ever diamond company to win the 2015 Eco Excellence Award for being most socially responsible. And it's really interesting because up until now, diamond companies have not been able to state that they're eco-friendly or conflict-free, guaranteeing a point of origin. So we were very fortunate to receive this award, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah, congratulations. I think that's great. I think it's fascinating, too. The process is interesting, and I think that this will certainly, as more people are educated about it, I think it'll be more intriguing and probably a great way for people to go unsolicited. I'll say that. I think it's great because the idea of what's happening with the conflict diamonds and also what's happening in the mining area, I think it's absolutely terrific. Lisa Vissel, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Again, Pure Grown Diamonds. You can check it out at puregrowndiamonds.com. It's a luxury lab-grown diamond that we're talking about, different kinds of diamonds. And what's interesting is they're 30 to 40% less than the current diamonds when you're out there shopping for diamonds that are mined. How interesting. All right, Lisa, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. Have a good day. Take care.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I caught that face me rambler, rambler.
Once again, we're going to head to the mailbag in just a second because lots and lots of opinions about just still coming off of the week of the fourth Republican debate. So still emails coming in about that and a few other things with the show, too, as well. And I say this all the time, and I mean this. This audience is awesome. Pat yourself on the back. Can you hear that, Pat? For really thinking about the show, probably downloading it is what I feel is happening, that you're downloading it. If you're listening to me and you're saying, what are they talking about? Go to GCNLive.com, TuneIn.com, type in Kate Delaney, and then you can download the show because you might have different schedules. Or you're tired. You're listening to the show, but, geez, you flipped your schedule around and couldn't you listen to it later in the day? And the answer is, of course you can. We live in the modern world of being able to download shows, podcasts. So go after the podcast, and I think a lot of you are doing that. So bravo for your thoughts. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you have this fascination about that Arkansas park. Do you see that they talked about this woman recently that found an 8.52-carat diamond in that park? Doesn't it feel like there are a lot of people tripping over diamonds there? It does feel like that. It's such an open-ended question you asked me. That's why I started with this. Because I'm dying to go there. I'm just curious. You know, I grew up in Philly, New Jersey, that whole area of the Northeast, for those of you listening there, you know where I'm talking about. And there was a beach, and it's a cool beach, and I implore any of you, if you go to New Jersey, go to Cape May, New Jersey. It's our furthest point there. It's just a cool town, and the beach is beautiful and all that. But there's a beach called Diamond Beach, And when I was young, my grandmother would always talk about finding diamonds on Diamond Beach, and I wanted to go. I just, take me to Diamond Beach. And there are precious stones that you find and polish there. They're not actual diamonds. There's like a misconception about that. But this park, we're talking about you're polishing it up and it's actual diamonds, and it blows me away. And the diamond that you're talking about in that park, that didn't happen recently. It's something that happened, gosh, I want to say, when did it happen? It didn't happen, I know it didn't happen this week, because recently there was a little girl that found a diamond, not that big. And so once the biggest diamond, this 8.52 carat diamond, once that story came out, that's what, you know, blew the lid off. Oh my gosh, this is really, really cool. But that Friday they said that this stone that was found is the fifth largest diamond since that park opened in 1972. Now, they don't have an estimate of the diamond's potential value, right? They don't know what it is, but you got to think. And they found this Wednesday is when they found it. They found this diamond, and they're calling it the Esperanza Diamond. The reason they're calling it that, they named it for her niece. It's a Spanish word. It means hope. And it is about 3/4 inch long and as big and round as a standard number 2 pencil. Now, by the way, the largest diamond ever found at that park was 16.37 carats, and it was discovered in 1975. So it's Arkansas's Crater of Diamonds State Park at Murfreesboro. I don't know. We may have to go to a show outside of there and talk about these diamonds. And you see the picture of it, and it looks like an actual diamond. It just has to be polished. And I don't know. What do you do? Go to someone you know and say, listen, I have this diamond. I guarantee they could get something pretty decent for if that was played up where it was found. And I think they probably could. Would they do that? That would be what would be very, very interesting. All right, move on to another one quickly. And this one is from Gregory. Kate, listen to the show all the time. And it's such a cliche when people say it, but it's really true. I think I've listened to you probably for the last 5 years. I'm kind of a chicken to call. I don't know why. I hear a lot of your regular callers, and I think I could call in and I could say something about that. So my, not question so much, is my statement is, what is going on with the Republicans? If I were Rince Priebus, I would never have agreed to 9 debates. Why do you think he agreed to 9 debates, although I guess it's less than they had the last time around? Well, I thought the same thing, because I think, oh, beauty pageant. But now that they've separated the kids' table from the grown-ups' table, that sounds funny to say, but the primary debate, so you have less candidates in the primary debate. It's not as bad as when you had everybody on the stage. So separating them, one, is better. And the philosophy now, I think, behind it is that exposure, that if they get a good debate, then this can expose Republicans who, even if they're getting headlines, it's more for personal things or how they're reacting to something that's said, and yes, sometimes issues, but if they can get more issue-oriented, then that's more exposure for the candidates. So if I'm Priebus now, that makes sense to me. If I can get a good debate and I get exposure for specific issues that will highlight the differences between the Republican candidates and a Democrat, then there you go. That's the gold. That's what you want. So narrowing it actually to 9, so a couple less, and focusing that way makes a lot more sense to me, especially with the smaller stage. Now it's not as confusing. Let's put it that way. All right, here's one from Hal. Kate, DEA, cocaine, relatives of Venezuela's president. What do you make of that? What I make of that is, what idiots. They thought by waving around their diplomatic passports, one was a nephew and one was pretty much like a nephew, that they would be exonerated. They wouldn't be arrested. In other words, they would be let go. And So I mean, this is pretty serious. This is President Nicolas Maduro's nephew. He's trying to smuggle in 1 ton of drugs into the U.S. Yeah. So they were arrested in Haiti, trying to get it through Haiti, and this was a sting by the DEA. So they're filing charges against these two. Efren Antonio Campos Flores and Francisco Flores de Freites both are going to appear before a federal judge. And, you know, during that arrest, They claim to be the son of Flores and stepson of Maduro, but it doesn't matter. And I mean, they were raised in the actual house of Maduro. They were in his household. But, you know, roughly 1,700 pounds into the U.S., there's no way. They kept saying they had diplomatic immunity, but the police didn't find any kind of a basis for that claim. So, too bad, so sad. They are, you know, they're gone. And now good luck trying to wrestle them out of that mess. It just goes to show you that, you know, you just scrape a little bit off of the front and you never know what's going to come out. And that's exactly what happened there. All right, here's another one. This one is from Trip. Trip says, America Tonight, boy, I found you by accident. I was flipping around and then I heard this woman's voice and I started to listen to America Tonight. And I say, I really like the show. I hope your show just continues to grow and grow. I'm going to spread the word. This crap about the cup and Starbucks is so crazy. And actually, for Starbucks, it's a good thing because what do you think's happening, Kate? They're getting massive publicity. And now so are other folks, like Dunkin' Donuts. They have a holiday cup, and people are talking about the holiday cup at Dunkin' Donuts. Is it a stroke of brilliance? Did they realize that was going to happen? I don't think so. I don't think they knew that. Maybe they did, but I don't think so. Red cup, our logo, I don't believe it. I don't believe they thought somebody was going to say something about it. It was going to go viral. It was going to explode. There was going to be these funny things that happen, meaning funny that people are writing sarcastic things on cups, or there's so many jokes about it that it's, what are you hearing in the end? Starbucks, 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 Starbucks. You know, they say that whole thing about no publicity is bad, even if it's negative publicity. If there's at first negativity that comes out, doesn't matter, their name's getting mentioned. Well, that's what's happening. You keep hearing about their name. Absolutely. All right, let's move on. I'm going to squeeze a whole bunch of these suckers in. This one is from Liz. Liz says, Kate, University of Mizzou, what do you think about the UCLA pushing the university to protect students' freedom of speech? Yeah, bravo. Hey, no matter what, I'm all about freedom of speech, even across the board, no matter what we're talking about. And this University of Missouri thing, I think the interesting part of what happened is you have a graduate student, he goes on a hunger strike, says, I'm willing to fight for this. If I have to die, I'm willing to fight. So there was some attention that was being paid to Butler's hunger strike. But because the football players said they were going to boycott the game and the university would have had to pay $1 million, that really drew even more attention to it. And then you have the chancellor that's going to be gone at the end of the year. You have the president that's gone. So, you know, it's interesting that now what they have to decide is the instructions on how students should report hateful or hurtful speech. So the concern is, there's these guidelines. What are the guidelines? What's hateful and hurtful? And what's going to be reported and what's happening there? So the ACLU stepped in and they said, they're telling the university, don't compromise free expression in your effort to fight racism because you're mistakenly addressing the symptoms instead of the causes and doing it in a way that's counterintuitive to the First Amendment. So that's not a great response because now the worry is, are we going to just shut down conversation altogether? And they're talking about, there's a libertarian student group that's saying, let's put up a free speech wall in a campus walkway where people can write whatever they want on this strip of paper. So if your feelings are hurt by the cops cracking down on whoever hurts your feelings, which is kind of terrifying if you think of that, then write about it on the wall. So what's happening at this Columbia campus is something to follow. It's fascinating. And this all started because of the hunger strike and then the players saying they were going to boycott the game. So how about that? Any thoughts on anything that we talked about, you know what to do. Hit us up on our next mailbag, americatonight.net.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight, you know you can bang out these numbers. I know you're not all asleep. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email just like many of you did as we went to the mailbag there at americatonight.net. The focus of so many of these shows now on handicapping what's going to happen with the Republicans. Yeah, the Democrats, what is it? It's Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And most of us, even if he is doing well in some of the polls, are not giving Bernie Sanders much of a chance to beat Hillary Clinton. Even though every day there's something about the FBI investigating statements, looking into emails, or just another deal about the FBI focusing on materially false information. So they're trying to determine if she violated a federal false statements law. And I think it's Fox that's reporting a source that says they're focusing on one particular code violation that pertains to what I just said, materially false statements, either in writing, orally, or through a third party. because that's 5 years in prison if they can prove that. And the wider scope is looking at violations of an Espionage Act provision, meaning gross negligence in the handling of national defense information. Good luck trying to pin that on Hillary Clinton. What are the chances of that happening? There's a better chance that I'd go free diving in the Bahamas than Hillary Clinton is going to be nailed for any of the what I just mentioned. I mean, it's such a broad brush statute. And then proving that, specifically nailing it on her, that's another thing altogether. So this has been months about this private email server that she was using while she was Secretary of State and insisting it was never used for classified information. I mean, it's the same old song we've been hearing, but I don't believe there's going to be a different outcome with this. I think she runs, and then that's it. And then it's just a question of, does she become president or not, or does somebody else become president? It is intriguing from that point of view, isn't it? Intriguing and sad that this is what we're talking about. I mean, how is it that Hillary Clinton, I mean, how is it, even with the Democrats, how is there not some fresh face, somebody different to go to? How come there's not a go-to person other than Hillary Clinton? Because nobody wants to really put themselves in that position where if she's the presumptive nominee, why blow the money? Why go there knowing you don't have much of a chance of winning? That was Joe Biden's deal. Hey, I'm really interested. This is it. This will be the last hurrah for me. But can I really beat Hillary Clinton? They were talking about those kinds of odds on a short amount of time. And the answer is no. And how about this? A couple of other big odds and ends that I want to be able to whip in here just to move away from the political nonsense for a while. So how about this? This is just the saddest story of all. You see this cute couple, and you know where I'm going. I know you know where I'm going with this. The pastor's pregnant wife who was shot during a home invasion, dying. Oh, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, there are stories like this all over America. But you see their faces and you think, here we go. How often are we talking about home invasions and protection and what happens? You can't always reach for a weapon if you had a weapon. Okay, we know that. We know that there are things that prevent often somebody from being able to do something quickly enough. But she was shot in a robbery. Amanda Blackburn, just 28, they had to disconnect her from a ventilator and pronounce her dead. She was an organ donor, and they did all of that. I mean, he must be just heartbroken, the husband, Pastor Blackburn. He wrote a message on the church's website saying, "My wife was such a beautiful, gracious, loving woman of God. I've not only lost my ministry partner and support, but also my very best friend." And this is exactly what happened. She was wounded Tuesday. She was shot. It happened about 8:30 in the morning at her house in Indianapolis. They had moved to Indiana from South Carolina in 2012 to start this church. They have a son already. He was home at the time of the robbery. Thank goodness he wasn't hurt. She was 12 weeks pregnant with the second child, and then, you know, what I just described there, that's what happened. The pastor came back from the gym and found her lying unconscious on the floor. She was shot at least once. And here's the other part of this. The police in Indiana haven't released any information on a possible suspect, but they're offering reward money for any, you know, like $1,000 leading to an arrest. They had another break-in that happened in the same area that they're looking into. They're not sure if the two cases are linked or not, but, oh, it's again, they're talking about a suspicious man that showed up in the neighborhood. So you have a pregnant mother and the pastor's wife killed. And it's just, I mean, just shake your head. What can you say to that? You know, what would something have happened differently? And, you know, would she have had a gun there? Would it have made a difference? What would have happened? But the bottom line is, I hope they catch this person. And, you know, catch them. And this was in Indianapolis, by the way. I hope they catch this person and they can fry him. They fry him, honestly. As I am definitely in favor of the death penalty, and especially in heinous situations like this. I take a lot of flack for it, but I say, boy, here's where an eye for an eye really falls into play. Now the pastor might not feel the same way, and he's got this young son to care for, but boy, you want to talk about a depressing story. You know, my mother used to say she got to the point where she wouldn't watch the first 15 minutes of the news, because she lived outside of Philadelphia and everything on the news was about these kinds of stories. Innocent people in the way of a robbery, some tragic, undeniably stupid thing happening because of something else that somebody else perpetrated or whatever it was. Just some terrible, terrible, awful, awful, tragic death or event. And I get it, because, you know, it's so disheartening to see that. I just, like I said, hope that the cops nail this down and they're able to figure out who this intruder is who killed her and bring him into custody and let him go through the system. You know, absolutely. In the meantime, quickly, we're going to end with this. The Pentagon says it launched an airstrike late Thursday in Syria. They were targeting Jihadi John. That's a British national who's been seen in these videos depicting the beheading, sadly, of these hostages. Talk about savages held by ISIS. And one military official has been quoted in by a couple of different cable outlets as saying we're 99%, that's pretty big, we are 99% sure we got him. Wow, identifying Jihadi John, that's huge if they, in fact, have nailed him. Are you kidding me? Let's hope they did. Let's hope they got the right guy. Sometimes we hear reports that somebody was nailed in ISIS or in the organization or Al-Qaeda for that matter, and then it turns out they're not. Let's hope they are able to identify for a fact that it's him, because I believe he is the guy who is really ringing the bell on some of the most vicious things that ISIS has done up to this point. Sorry to end on a sour note, but thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.